Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of veterinarian Sarah Barlow Russell and farrier Trenton Russell, a married couple living and working in agriculture in Absorkey. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Sarah is out on the Stillwater River Road near Nye, checking on a foal born just 30 hours before. It's not the most common thing for Sarah to examine a newborn foal, but this isn't any old horse. It's a potentially very valuable quarter horse baby.
So the first thing I'm doing is I'm going to look at this placenta and make sure it looks normal. Sometimes you can tell if there's been infection or any problems. And also it's really important in horses that they pass the full placenta.
His or her, nobody's quite sure yet, owner, has asked Sarah to check his colostrum transfer to make sure he's getting enough antibodies from his mother to support his immune system.
And so that's going to be a blood test. So we'll do that as soon as I get done putting this placenta in the trash bag. Look good. Perfectly normal. All the pieces are there. It's not thickened. It doesn't have any weird, like, bacterial or fungal plaques on it. So that's good. Now I'm putting it in a garbage bag and John's going to haul it to the dump.
That would be John Bosted, the foal's owner. He's been waiting for this day and for Sarah to come for nearly a month.
This horse is 25 days late and I knew she had to come. So I'd go plow the road out. And that night the wind had blown, it drifted in 3 feet deep. And the next day I'd plow it out because I didn't know when I was going to come. So this one was the fastest ever to get up. I was sitting up about 12:30 by the fireplace and I have the speaker by the bed and I heard her. And by the time I grabbed the flashlight and ran down here, he was up, which is why I didn't get his umbilical cord dipped that night.
Okay, I'm going to go grab my stethoscope and thermometer.
The little roan foal was an embryo transplant born to a surrogate mother. Its biological parents are Kuzma, horse of the year in Montana, and Metallic Rebel, a stallion with a lifetime earning of $400,000. Because this foal could potentially go on to win big money, John's not taking any chances and has asked Sarah to test for everything.
Umbilical cord looks normal.
Yep, got girl parts.
I just want to feel the roof of her mouth and make sure it doesn't seem like there's a cleft palate or anything. She doesn't have any milk on her nose, so that's a good sign.
It's okay, baby.
Okay, let me take this off, and then I'm going to get some blood.
This filly's biological mother went to Colorado State last year to be bred and flushed of embryos 4 times. She's there again now getting bred and will this time carry her own foal. With her is her oldest daughter, 4-year-old horse of the year in Utah, who will also be bred. These horses are bred and trained for cutting, an equestrian competition where a horse and rider try to separate a single cow from a herd of cattle. The cutting horse has its roots in the cattle ranching industry, where horses with what's called cow sense are crucial.
So back before there were fences, when they did a roundup, you had cattle from different ranches all mixed up. So if you had hundreds and hundreds of cows, you needed a horse that could go in and separate a cow and bring it out, a calf and bring it out. And you needed a horse that was quiet and that could prevent the cow from being able to return to the herd.
John sells his stud colts and the fillies go off to compete in places like Boise, Calgary, Denver, and even, the best ones, in Fort Worth before coming home to be broodmares. He's got high hopes for this little filly.
And that's our timer for our IgG test. Yay, we like it. See, so this spot is much darker than either the 400 or the 800 milligram spot. So she's absorbed plenty of IgG from the blood and we don't have to do a transfusion.
Next week, Sarah follows up on a TB test she gave some longhorn cattle on the North Stillwater Road in Absorkey.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.